scary. You terrify me. I should draw the blinds. Do it all the time. I keep my love inside. Won't be your bloody Valentine. You're lovely. I've heard such good things. And I've asked around. They tell me that you're kind, but I'm still afraid to find just a bloody Valentine. Maybe I'm worried it'll come back around. My hands have been bloodied, 'cause I knocked a few down. Yeah, maybe I'm worried that this is my time to get my heart broken, be a bloody
true. You'll find your things all stacked out on the landing. Surprise, surprise. Valentine's Day is over. It's over. Valentine's Day is over. It's over.
I wanted to wrap up that set of music with that song because as the clock turns in certain stratospheres, Valentine's Day technically is over. Billy Bragg reminding you of that. Go back to 1988's Workers' Playtime for that. Before the Billy Bragg, Jill Buell from her California Years album with a Bloody Valentine. Old 97s from Fight Songs gave us Valentine. Now apparently I'm playing a bunch of Valentine songs still. Mekons from Natural with Dickie, Chalky, and Nobby, and start the entire set with Granddaddy from the Blue Wave album with Ducky, Boris, and Dart. So it gets us here where we are now, which is somewhere. Some people might be tuning in expecting the mock, and I'm not quite ready for that. I'm close. See? It's right there. It's in my. I've written down the songs. I just have to find them, put them out there. So to the mocking in the program, being that Valentine's Day is over, but I still have more Valentine's Day songs to play. I've had some great requests come in, and I had some that were leftovers from earlier. But being that it is or was Valentine's Day, Cupid going under the mock light. I will warn you, the Cupid Shuffle is not in the mock, but it is songs with Cupid in the title. Already have a couple suggestions and just putting them in the right order. It's not a willy-nilly radio program. It's a willy-nilly silly radio program. That's what it is. And I'm your host. I'm the Mockster. My name is Paul. Oh, yeah, and I call the show Viva Lamock. In case you didn't know that. Cy reached out and he said, you know, Mockster, I know you do a 80s, 90s at Arsenal, so I'm sure this is in your wheelhouse. This is in your arsenal. And I know it's kind of poppy, or not even poppy, but it's very commercial. Let's say that. It's very commercial because it was a hit on the radio about 40 years ago. But since it has been 40 years, you think you could play something now that Valentine's Day is over. I was always a sucker for the new romantic movement of the early 1980s. So let's shoot that poison arrow right into your brain. Some requested ABC here on the Viva Lamock radio program.
Neglected by your mama, abandoned by your dad, molested by your uncle, girl, your story's really sad. You had eating disorders, you got skinny, you got fat. Watch your older brother decapitate your cat. You're an all-American, all-American girl. The day you turned 14, you weren't a baby anymore. Took on the baseball team right on that dirty dugout floor.
Angry Johnny and the Killbillies wrapping up that set of music from their What's So Funny album with All American Girl. Before that, some Driving and Crying, went back to Scarred But Smarter with Count the Flowers. Customers from their Sweet Fatality release from a couple years back with Forgot the Reason, actually. Played our favorite band, Dreaming of Eternity. I believe if my story's straight, there was some hint of Michael Stipe, actually, of R.E.M. in the background of the vocals of that song from 1987's when that came out. Played the Half Cubes. Half Cubes covering a Phil Seymour song, Precious to Me. And ABC start off the entire set. Almost thought I didn't write that one down. Yes, ABC... From The Look of Love with a Poison Arrow by request, as some people are over the Valentine's Day. They are. Others aren't. I have some requests still to get to on the Valentine's Day, but we're coming up to that point where I need to do the mock. Before I get to the mock, a couple quick things to tell you. First and foremost, did you know that motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for children between the ages of 1 and 13? And that the fatality rate could be reduced by about half if the correct car seat was always used. 3 out of 4 kids are not as secure in the car as they should be because their car seats are not being used correctly. If you go to safercar.gov/the right seat, parents and caregivers can find out what the right car seat is for their child's age and size. Be sure you're sure. Brought to you by WRCT and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Also, doesn't hurt me to tell you that some of the music played on WRCT, comes from Attic Records. Yeah, they support WRCT, located in Millville. They're family-owned and operated. They're open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs. They're in Millville, 513 Grant Avenue, to be exact. For more information, atticrecordstoreinc.com, or pick up the phone and call them at 412-821-8484. As I've mentioned, Chet Baker has been and is my background music. But we have to get into the mock, as I mentioned, as we've just gone over the hump of a Valentine's Day yet again in another year. Why not mock that nasty little Cupid who shoots those arrows? And I was thinking of what direction to take the mock, because there's some songs, and you're thinking, Cupid, do I know any songs with Cupid in the title? So the question the mockster said to himself, he said, "Mockster self, do you play cover songs of maybe some famous Cupid songs, or do you play the originals, because they're darn good songs as originals? Or you just mix it up?" And the answer was, you mix it up. For example, My Bloody Valentine has a song called Cupid Come. Buffalo Tom covers said song. So let's start off the Cupid mock. I've got a dozen songs to play, so brace yourself. I'll tell you what songs. I'll break in and give you a little recap so you don't have to sit through a dozen songs. But we'll start off with some Buffalo Tom. It's a Cupid mock. It's Viva La Mock. It's WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm the mockster.
Sugar, I must be angry. Cupid must be angry, angry, angry with me.
From his 2001 album, The Convincer, that is Nick Lowe with Cupid Must Be Angry. Wrapping up the first set of three, we're a third of the way through the mock. Tonight's mocking, this program's mocking, the Viva La Mocking is none other than Cupid going under the mock light. What else was played in that set of music? How about some King's X? Come back to 1998 for Cupid, a great song. A great band, actually, I'm just going to tell you that. Don't feel they got their just due. They're just due. They're just. I don't care. I jest. Smashing Pumpkins, a band that might have gotten too much just due. Smashing Pumpkins from Melancholy with Cupid Deluxe. Start the entire set with some Buffalo Tom. A B-side of theirs doing My Bloody Valentine's Cupid Come. Let's move back into more rock and roll, this time courtesy of Guided by Voices, Bulletproof Cupid, continuing the Cupid mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program. We'll be right back.
day. Then we had a quarrel, and now she's gone away.
And the Playboys wrapping up that second set of the mock on Cupid from the Everybody Loves a Clown album with I Gotta Find Cupid. Before Gary Lewis and the Playboys, Gene Pitney in that set of music as well. Gene Pitney with Mr. Moon, Mr. Cupid, and I. Tiger Army gave us Cupid's Victim from a 2001 album of theirs called Power of Moonlight, and Girls Against Boys started the entire set with Bulletproof, Cupid, from a 1993. We are two-thirds of the way through the mock. Now's a good time, after playing a little Gary Lewis and some Gene Pitney, to remind you that on Saturdays from noon to 3, you can dust off the golden moldy oldies, you can wipe down the new stuff, and you listen to Jay Thurber. He does a show called Radio 9. It's oldies, it's newies. There's some comedy in there. There's some not-so-comedy in there. We got to find out if his back is better. I don't know if it's his back or his backside or side of his back. It's somewhere in there. Listening to the show last week, and apparently he had injured himself because he is as sure-footed as a mountain goat walking around the Oakland community, and he took a tumble. Oh, well, let's just get back into the mock. We got four more songs to wrap up the mock. This one became what I will classify now as the most requested song for the mock. Had a few people call in and said, "Mockster, if you're doing a mock on Cupid, are you going to play Stupid Cupid?" And I said, "I am. The question is, am I going to play the Connie Francis version? The Pat..."
Stupid Cupid, shoot me in the dark. Stupid Cupid, you don't hit your mark.
How about Robert Palmer?
I've been loving, it's a crying shame. Stupid Cupid, you're the one to blame. Hey, hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. I can't take care of business and I can't see straight. Every hour between 8 and 8, I'm
stop picking on me. You fix me up for good right from the very start. Why don't you aim your boom somebody else's heart? You got me jumping like a crazy clown. Stupid Cupid, what you do now? Since I felt your loving lips on mine, the thing about this day is that I like it fine. Hey, set me free. Stupid Cupid, stop picking on me. Picking on me.